This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
How would you be affected if the nation reaches its borrowing limit today as expected? The AP's Donna Warder.
Right now, the government can temporarily rely on accounting tweaks to stay open. That means any threats to the economy are several months away. But what would happen if there's still no agreement? A prolonged default would crash markets and there would be panic-driven layoffs. But House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says, why create a crisis over this? And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there should be no political brinkmanship with the debt limit. Nevertheless, Andrew Hunter, senior U.S. economist at Capital Economics, says a deal probably won't be reached until the last minute. Donna Warder, Washington.
We're just into us. Applications for unemployment fell last week to their lowest level in 16 weeks. That's despite attempts by the Federal Reserve to slow the economy and bring down inflation. President Biden travels to California today to talk with residents, first responders, and others after weeks of brutal weather. At least 20 people died. We expect to find out today whether there will be charges in the deadly shooting of a cinematographer on the set of the Alec Baldwin movie Rust. This was in 2021. The DA in Santa Fe, New Mexico, expected to have an announcement. A Florida congressman said to be recovering after an accident at his home. The AP's Jennifer King with what we know.
The office of Congressman Greg Stube released a statement on Twitter saying he was involved in an accident on his property and sustained several injuries. The statement asked for prayers for the congressman and his family. Media platform Florida Politics reported that Stube was doing routine home maintenance and fell from his roof about 25 feet off the ground. The outlet reported Stube was transported to a hospital Wednesday afternoon. I'm Jennifer King.
A Florida Republican Party official tweets that Congressman Stube is doing well. This is AP News. Pfizer's chief executive speaking out this morning about the politics of the pandemic. He says mask wearing is just one of the issues that's been politicized. The others include vaccine delivery and efficacy. All this, he says, have been obstacles vaccine makers have had to get through as they battle COVID. The AP's Karen Chamas with what else he's been saying to leaders and lawmakers this morning in Davos, Switzerland.
Pfizer's chief executive has said the biggest obstacle the company and other vaccine makers faced during the COVID-19 outbreak was politics. Albert Bourla, who was speaking at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, said issues such as vaccine efficacy or vaccine delivery were all politicized. He added that protectionism as a result of fear meant the governments closed down borders. This made it difficult to export vaccines or bring in raw materials needed to make them. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.